You know Canadian Intimates brand NYX? Did you know you can shop in person with 13 stores across Canada? Visit them at Robson, West 4th, or Richmond Center today. Traffic is clear. Traffic brought to you by CBC Smart Everyday Banking. Easily track your spending with confidence. Get $450 when you make the switch. Visit cabc.com/smart. Vancouver weather today is rain with a high of 11 degrees. Right now it's 10. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Nira.
CFBT, Vancouver, an iHeartRadio station. Vancouver's number one hit music station.
It's so good.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
Now, here's Holly and Nira.
Hey, good morning. It's Holly. Happy Friday. We did it. We made it to the weekend. Which massive group just hinted that a possible reunion tour could happen next year? Oh, my God. If this happens, we're all going together. I'll tell you who it is. In the Biz coming up, 9:25. Here's Gracie Abrams.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. Looking in her big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me, make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're an idiot. Now I'm sure. Now I'm positive. I should go and warn her.
K-A-K-A, Rico like Suave, Young Enrique, speaking at A-K-A, she's an alpha, but not around your boy, she could quiet around your boy, hold on, don't know what you heard or what you thought about your boy, but they lied about your boy, going dumb, and it's something idiotic about your boy, she wearing cheetah print, that's how bad she won't be spotted around your boy,
I don't like no whips and you can't tie me down, but you can whip your lovin' on me, baby, whip your lovin' on me,
I'm vanilla, baby, but I ain't no baby. She 28 telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no whips and then you can't tie me down. But you can whip your loving on me, baby. Whip your loving on me.
Young M-I-S-S-I-O-N-A-R-Y. He's sharp like barbed wire. She stole my heart, then she got archived. I keep it short with a Lord Farquaad. All the girls in the front row. All the girls at the barricade. All the girls have been waiting all day. Let your tongue hang out. Everything. If you came with a man, let go of his hand. Everybody in the suite kicking up their feet. Stand up, dance. I see you. And all the guys in the back waiting on the next track. Cut your boy a little slack. It's Young Jack. I'm vanilla, baby. But I ain't no baby. She 28 telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skilla, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no whips and then you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me.
That's right, that's right.
Whip your lovin' on me.
Happy Friday, Holly and Ira, Virgin Radio. Thank you for having us on. There's a new kind of divorce people are getting. Would you consider it? A lot of people are. I'll tell you what it is. After Tate McRae, here's Sports Car on Virgin. Are getting. It's called a travel divorce. And this is adjacent to something you do, Nira.
Big word, Holly. Thank you.
Just Googled it. It is correct in this sentence.
It's adjacent to something I do,
you
as
know,
in my
sleep divorce.
My sleep divorce situation.
Nira and her husband have been sleep divorced, aka do not sleep in the same bed Monday to Friday, sometimes on Sundays. For how long?
Yeah, like it's like a Sunday to Thursday stitch.
Okay.
On work nights, school nights. Now 14 years.
And you think it saved your marriage?
Yes! 1000% I wouldn't be married if we weren't sleep divorced.
Right.
And it's so funny. I'm going to put it out there. It's nothing to be ashamed of, being sleep divorced.
But you feel stigma around it?
Oh, so many family members have tried to shame me about it or say you shouldn't be talking about it because it then hints that there's problems in your marriage. I'm like,
right.
No, I'm being honest. I work such crazy hours. My husband works different hours. It just doesn't work.
And he snores. Not, you don't.
It's
you
not,
know,
it's not healthy. It's not healthy if you can't sleep.
The better choice for you is getting sleep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
So you're sleep divorced.
On school nights.
On school nights. School night sleep divorce. The new kind of divorce is called, travel divorce, which is when you book a room when you go on vacation with two queen beds, not one king bed, so you can actually get a good sleep.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I've done that so many times.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Interesting, because whenever, you know, when you're going on vacation, usually just two of you, what a dream, you always look for, like, the king room. You're like, okay, let's see how much the king rooms are. We want a king bed. But now everybody's like, no, forget the king bed. Find the room with the two queen beds. It's usually cheaper as well. Find the bed the room with the two queen beds so you can have your own sleeping situation. And, it's like sleep divorced, but on the road.
My husband, Gary, and I are very excited when we get two beds in one room.
Mm.
Because usually his bed is the one that we'll start in. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, bye.
Yeah. It's the best.
And then I go sleep in my own bed.
Mm-hmm. You got your own separate spaces.
It's amazing. It really reminds me of my grandparents when I used to go visit them in India.
Oh my God. My grandma and grandpa used to do this.
They had the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. So they both had separate beds.
Single beds.
Yeah, single beds, but in the same room.
My grandma and grandpa, they were now called Nan and Granddad. They had like the ones that moved, like they were like almost hospital beds, but they like moved, like you could move just the top up or just the feet. and they were right beside each other, maybe like 2 feet apart.
Yeah, it's so funny. My grandparents were like that too. So I'd go to India and they had their separate beds, but in the same room.
So cute.
So it was so cute because they were together, but they knew they didn't want to, you know, they needed their sleep. And then when they used to come visit us from India and we'd put them in a, like, be like, this is your room. And it'd be like a, you know, like a queen or a king. They'd be like, no.
Yeah.
They wanted to come in our rooms.
Yeah.
My brother and I were sharing a room and there was two single beds.
Yeah, they're like, we'll take that.
We'll take that.
I know you're going to be like, you have issues and you're needy, but I actually have a better sleep when I'm in the bed with my husband.
I know, but I don't think he does. But
okay. How do you know? Weird.
Holly and Neera.
And you're all set. Enjoy your new phone on Bell.
Thanks. Whoa, what is happening? What is this feeling?
Are you feeling giddy and bouncing with energy?
Yes.
Yeah, I like to call that new phone vibes. It's that time of year at Bell.
It's so good.
Get in on those new phone vibes. Switch to Bell, Canada's fastest 5G plus network, and save over $1,000 on amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/spring for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
Fire it up!
From the producers of Trailer Park Boys, The Trades is back.
The guy they hired instead of you is making everybody's lives a living hell.
Get ready for a hilarious new season of the Canadian Crave original hit.
All you union potatoes out there are replaceable.
They've got a tough job.
They're disgraced to all foremen. You've ruined this place.
But somebody's got
to
do it.
I'd like to speak to the manager on duty.
I am the manager on duty.
Duty, duty, duty.
The Trades. New season. Stream now. Only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
A little heads up from Sleep Country. Over the years, your body's been shedding kilograms of straight into your aging mattress. That's not even counting millions of crawling little critters. Oh, there should have been a there. When your mattress or pillow is loaded with this much time to switch. During the Time to Switch event at Sleep Country, get up to 15% off almost everything. But hurry up. This offer is valid for a limited time. Restrictions apply. Speak to a sleep expert for details. Only at Sleep Country.
Supporting Canadian businesses has never been more important. That's why Canada Post is committed to making it easier to ship Canadian with our best rates ever. Right now, your business will save up to 70% on expedited shipping and returns. Plus, as a Vancouver-based business, you can access rates as low as $350 for lightweight local packages. It's time to shop Canadian, ship Canadian. Learn more about our best rates at canadapost.ca/shipcanadian.
Rise FC is coming to Vancouver.
Hi, I'm Christine Sinclair. Join Vancouver Rise FC, your new professional women's soccer team. Season opener, April 16th at BC Place.
Tickets from $39 at vanrisefc.com.
Our engagement ring collection is the biggest you can find.
And our prices for diamonds are obviously better.
Because we pay cash for our diamonds.
When you're ready to propose, come to Spence.
This would be the perfect time, don't you think?
We don't put our engagement rings in locked showcases.
We put them out where you can try them on and see how they look on you.
And every engagement ring has the price on it.
At Spence, you never need to ask how much is this one.
You're really going to enjoy your time at Spence.
expense.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Come on in. Nissan is proudly celebrating 60 years in Canada. Our bold and dynamic Sentra has a sporty design that announces you've arrived. It's a look that says fun is right around the corner. Right now, lease the 2025 Nissan Sentra for the equivalent of $65 weekly for 39 months. Offer includes $1,000 anniversary bonus cash. SCBT for 281 monthly with 2425 down at 4.99%.
Conditions apply. See Nissan.ca or your BC Nissan dealers for details.
A 19-year-old girl was kidnapped.
I'm going to bring her home. Jason Statham is a working man.
Where's the girl?
Your cop?
You wish I was a cop. From the director of The Beekeeper. This is you have a traffic in.
You do this, you better go full on.
Is that a grenade?
Yep.
You ain't a cop. You're a working man.
That's right. Time to get to work. A working man. Now playing only in theaters.
On April 13th, HBO's biggest series returns. The Last of Us. Don't miss the Emmy-winning HBO original critics call breathtaking.
We finished what we started.
The Last of Us. New season April 13th. Only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Okay, flights on Air Canada. How about Prague?
Ooh, Paris. Those gardens.
Gardens. Amsterdam. Tulip Festival.
I see your festival and raise you a carnival in Venice.
Or Bermuda has Carnival.
Ooh, colorful.
You want colorful? Thailand. Lantern Festival? Boom.
Book it. How did we get to Thailand from Prague?
Oh, right. Prague.
Oh, boy.
Choose from a world of destinations. If you can. Air Canada. Nice travels.
20 years of Jonas. Living the dream tour. Performing Nick Solo and the administration. Joe and DNCE. And the Jonas Brothers. Kevin, Nick, and Joe. Playing Rogers Arena. September 18th. With special guest, Boys Like Girls. The greatest celebration of Jonas ever. In one incredible show. Get tickets this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com.
This hour is for RE/MAX. When one of life's big decisions leads to another, a RE/MAX agent can help. Connect with local realtors at RE/MAX.ca. RE/MAX, get the expert advice you need.
Are you ready for BC's biggest family fun run? RBC Race with the Kids is happening on June 8th, and it's not too late to sign up for this incredible event made for everyone. Join a festival in Vancouver or Victoria, or host your own run in your community. No matter where in BC you are, you can make a difference. Together, we're racing towards a better future for kids at BC Children's Hospital. Register today at racewiththekidsbc.ca.
Canada's favorite whiskey, Crown Royal Deluxe, save $2 on 750 milliliter bottles until April 1st. Drink responsibly, 19 plus. In Maple Ridge, there is an incident to 128 Avenue westbound before Lady Street. Vancouver weather today is rain with a high of 11 degrees. Right now it's 10. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Nira.
I'm tired of sending hugs and kisses. I'm tired of all your burning bridges. It's like, damn, why you gotta be so cold in the summertime? Summertime, I was really rooting for you. Summertime.
Which massive group just hinted that a possible reunion tour could happen next year? And if it does, we're all going. I'll tell you who it is next in the biz. Massive group just hinted that a possible reunion tour could happen next year. And if this happens, oh my God, we're all going together. That's today's top biz story. Would you not die to see the Spice Girls?
Yo, tell me what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want.
Come on.
What you really, really want.
everybody. I'd bring my whole family. Yes, you don't even need to know them. Let's go.
Easy sing-along songs.
Oh, good. Mel B, Sporty Spice, is the one that started all these rumors again, because there's always been rumors. Will they tour? Are they going to do it? Will they do it? Will they do it? And we all know Posh is the problem, right?
Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm busy. I've got my own stuff going on.
I'm good. I'm a millionaire. But apparently, even Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice, is on board. That song, Wannabe, turns 30 years old next year, which is why they're hinting maybe next year a little world tour could happen. They want to do something really special to celebrate 30 years of Wannabe.
That would be perfect. It would align just great.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria's a little less busy now. You know, the family's a bit older.
Yeah.
She's got some time.
Sure.
And she's just got to, I don't want to say she's just got to show up, because she doesn't sing that much.
No, you're accurate. She does. Correct.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. She was never known for the voice.
No. I think Sporty Spice, Mel B, has the best voice, in my opinion.
Yeah. She always came in at the end of the songs and like really belted.
Went for it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They all had you can't have the Spice Girls without all of them though.
No. And yeah, you need them all there. And it's not, if one is missing, it doesn't work. Forget
I agree. So apparently, knock on wood, a little world tour maybe next year could happen, but I don't know what quote little world tour. Does that include Vancouver?
I hope so. Yes.
It better not be Toronto. We're going to play 7 shows in Toronto. Sorry,
I know.
Vancouver.
And there's more and more of this where it's like, no, you fly to us.
I know.
You
Lady Gaga this week. She's like, I'm touring. Surprise. Toronto and Seattle. That's so lippy. We're right
She's
here.
She's teasing us.
I know. Anyway, King Charles is doing okay, but King Charles was taken to hospital yesterday. He is back home now resting, but King Charles was taken to hospital very quickly yesterday after experiencing some temporary side effects from his cancer treatment. And he had to stop what he was doing immediately, go to the hospital. He canceled all of his plans for today and for the next few days just so he can rest up.
Okay, well, wishing him well. Yeah.
I know. He's 76.
We forget this because he's just...
I know.
The king, like what, maybe it's 3 years ago now.
Yeah, something like that.
But we forget that he's also quite old.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, wishing him the best, but I don't know what's going on. But anyway, he seems to be back home resting now, so that's good. More bad news for Disney's Snow White movie. This new movie is absolutely cursed.
I'm waiting on a witch beneath a thousand treetops.
The new Snow White movie from Disney. There's lots of drama, lots of rumors around this movie. From the very start, like apparently day one on the set, the two main stars had it out.
Oh.
And since then, they said it's been super weird. The whole filming of the movie was super weird. It stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. And apparently their beef was about different political views surrounding Gaza.
Okay.
So some very intense, real things happening on set. That was at the heart of the tension. And then there was some other stuff. Someone got a bigger trailer than somebody else. Like, apparently it was just, there was issues with everything.
No.
Like, someone took someone's
the trailer
sandwich.
Thing.
Yeah, someone ordered egg salad. Someone got veggie. Like, it was a whole thing. They said promoting the movie was super weird because the two main stars didn't want to be seen together.
Yeah, always difficult.
And if they were, they were like, yeah, we love each other. But you could, like, tell they did not at all. The official numbers are not good for Disney's new Snow White movie. The movie cost $350 million to make. Last weekend, opening weekend, it only made $43 million at the box office.
Okay.
That's a problem. And now the new Snow White Disney movie is only sitting at a 1.6 out of 10 rating on IMDb.
Really, really bad. I've heard nobody talk about this.
Me neither.
So
I've only heard bad drama rumors about the movie. I haven't heard anything like, but the cast is good or the songs are beautiful. It's like just drama.
Yeah. And you know, when there's like a bad feeling on set, that can come across on screen.
100%.
You can just tell, look, they don't look like they were in the right frame of mind when they made this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of big feuds in the past on screen. I mean, even with this is obviously a bit of an odd feud, but the Vince Vaughn and The Rock when they were doing Fast and Furious.
Right.
I mean, I was a big Fast and Furious fan in the early days, and then I was like, there's something not right here.
Yeah, I always thought they were going to wrestle or something. Those two, like, you know what? Let's go to a ring. Like, who? I mean, I think I put my money on The Rock.
Yeah, there's one person in the world you don't want to wrestle. Yeah. That's The Rock.
That's The Rock.
No,
you smell what he's cooking.
Yeah.
I'm Holly. That's the biz. Brought to you by Applewood Auto Group with over 25 years of excellence, 8 brands and 11 locations across BC. Go visit them today and see why it's all good at Applewood.
You're listening to Holly and Mira.
Vancouver's number one hit music station, 94.5 Virgin Radio.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? Guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you should really help. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl. I guess you're getting everything you want. You bought a new car and your career's really taking off. It's like we never even happened, baby. Tell me what is up with that. And good for you, it's like you never even met me. Remember when you swore to God I was the only person who ever got you? Well, screw that, screw you. Guess you moved on really easily.
Here we go.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no, you show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata-ta-ta. Switch my whip, came back in black. I'm starting saying rest in peace of my sky. Ay, close that door, we blowing smoke. She asked me light a fire like I'm awesome. Ay, act a fool on stage, probably leave my show in a cop car. Ay, it was legendary through a TV out the window of the montage. On the table, look up. I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on the show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that tango grata-ta-ta.
I've been in the hills, superstars, feeling like a pop star. Drinking in it bad, jumping in the pool and I ain't got on no bra. Hit her front or back, pulling on the tracks and now she screaming out no more. They like Savage, why you got a 12 car garage and you only got 6 cars? I
ain't with the cake and how you kiss that. Your wifey say I'm looking like a whole snap. Green honey's in my safe, I got old racks. LA's always asking what a get. Living like a rock star, smash out on a cop car. Sweeter than a pop tart, you know you are not hard. I done made the hot chart, remember I used to chop hard. Living like a rock star, I'm living like a rock star. I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no, yeah, show up in them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata ta ta.
The number one red flag dating line. Okay, dating experts say you should leave your relationship. Say goodbye. Get out immediately if somebody says this number one red flag dating line to you.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
No, but yeah.
The number one red flag dating line is, I don't want to hurt you.
Like, when are they saying it?
I don't want to hurt you. But I don't want to hurt you. Okay, listen.
Okay.
Dating experts say when somebody says to you, I don't want to hurt you, what they're really saying is that they believe you have more feelings for them than they have for you. They wouldn't need to hurt you if they saw you as a potential future partner. They say the truth is they're not as committed in the relationship as you are. I don't want to hurt you.
Oh, like just randomly, like say if you're having a moment and all of a sudden like you're having a deep conversation and you're talking about your relationship, they're like, well, I don't want to hurt you. It's like that's how it comes up?
I guess. I was thinking more like to start a sentence, maybe like, I don't want to hurt you, but like my family's having dinner and I'm not sure yet if you should come, but.
Well,
you know.
Dude, that, they're saying that.
Okay, yeah, I guess yeah, that's a bad example.
That's really intense. That's straight up. Like, no, thank you. I'm not the future.
Right.
But I do remember like when, say if you think the relationship should be progressing a little bit more.
Okay,
and it's
yeah.
Still not quite.
Yeah.
You've been seeing each other for about a month and a half and you're super feeling it. And then if they do say things like, I'm scared to hurt you.
Yes.
You know, like if you're just having a conversation over dinner, or like, joking around or things get serious yeah. In conversation and they say, I don't want to hurt you.
Yeah.
Then yes, definitely they realize that you are feeling for them way more than they are feeling for you.
And as the person who's like not feeling as strongly about them, you know, when somebody likes you more, than
yeah.
You, let's be real. You can tell you're
oh,
like,
for
oh
sure.
My God, they're smitten kittens. Darn.
Yeah.
It's so good. If you're both into that, it's like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But when somebody really likes you more than you like them, you're like, uh-oh. And yes. And honestly, like, you know, you've only ever broken up with people you've never been broken up with, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So then for you, it's like, you know, you're like, I don't want to hurt you.
Yeah.
You're a good person. I don't want to hurt you, but, you know,
That's why, remember I used to, and I still say, like, when I broke up with people, I did not want them to linger for me.
Right.
I wanted happiness for them.
Right.
Because I also believe that lingering feeling that holds me, that anchors me down. Their thoughts, their feelings, that energy they're putting into the universe
right.
For me also holds me back then. I wanted them to move on.
Hmm.
Because then they would release thoughts about me.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Because if you hurt someone.
I know.
You don't want
it
them
sucks.
To think about you that way. Like, mm-hmm. It's really hard to break up with people.
It's hard to hurt people.
Yes.
Honestly, it is not a fun thing to do.
Yes, and to have
agree.
To say to someone, like, I'm just not feeling
it. But, like,
it.
You know, they can think about me for a little while after.
Yeah.
There can be a little linger.
Yes, of course. You want the little linger, but you really, like, the move on is good.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't want to be with them is what I'm trying to say.
I know.
If you don't really want to be with them,
mm-hmm.
Then it's good for them to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Release you as well.
Yes.
From the pain.
Okay, so you agree with this. I don't want to hurt you.
Yeah, definitely. If someone says that in a relationship,
yeah.
It's just starting. For sure.
Red flag.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt you.
You've been warned.
Thank
Happy
you.
Weekend.
Thank you.
Holly and Mira. Stream Virgin Radio on the iHeartRadio app.
Music.
music next.
And you're all set. Enjoy your new phone on Bell.
Thanks. Whoa, what is happening? What is this feeling?
Are you feeling giddy and bouncing with energy?
Yes.
Yeah, I like to call that new phone vibes. It's that time of year at Bell.
It's so good.
Get in on those new phone vibes. Switch to Bell, Canada's fastest 5G plus network, and save over $1,000 on amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/spring for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
I am the best attorney in the country.
From New York to L.A., it's the Suits spinoff you can't get enough of.
Remember this guy?
Harvey, the only person I knew cockier than you.
Suits L.A., all new, Sunday at 9, 10 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Oh, please, keep renting. I'll just keep raising your rent while I vacation in Bali. No rush to buy at Kestrel.
Wait a second. Kestrel has one-bed homes from the mid-400s, and I could actually own something, and mortgage rates are dropping? Yeah.
Break free from your landlord's retirement plans and start building your own future at Kestrel. Smartwood townhomes, rooftop terraces, and a prime West Coquitlam location. Call now or visit kestrelhomes.ca.
Introducing Tim's new protein coffee. Enjoy a vanilla iced latte, latte, or cappuccino made with high protein dairy beverage with 16 to 20 grams of protein per medium cup. Grab yours today at Tim's at participating restaurants in Vancouver for a limited time.
Ugh, traffic. Uncomfortable, am I right? Look, I can't get you home any sooner, but what I can do is make your life more comfortable when you get there. That's because Leon's comfort sale is on. Wait for it. Now, get 50% off select sofas and sectionals like the Jessica sofa, only $6.99, or 50% off select mattresses. Plus, get amazing offers on financing. Now honk the horn. The sale is ending Wednesday. Leon's. Now that's comfortable. Visit leons.ca today.
Hey, Daryl, what's with the loon calls?
Well, I'm alerting Canadians that Daryl's Deals are now Daryl's Canadian Deals, offering weekly deals at unbelievable prices, only on Canadian products.
Well, Daryl, I think your loon call worked, eh?
Buy Canadian, because saving a little extra loonies can mean a lot. Save on foods, proudly Canadian.
Breaking story from Alpine News Network. Jan owns a home and a restaurant fusing French and Mexican cuisine. But she is fusing no more because her ovens have gone kaput. She heard about Alpine Credits, who sent over their speediest superhero. Canada Dash was approved for a business loan to fix her ovens. The hero even had some of her poutine nachos. Yum. Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
The Sephora Savings event is almost here.
Stop.
Already?
Yep.
And let me tell you, everything's about to be on sale.
Everything?
Yes, everything.
So, Tatcha?
Yes.
And Rare Beauty by Selena Gomez?
Yep.
What about Ilia and Coda Lee and K18?
Yes.
Yes. Yes!
Beauty Insiders, everything you want is on sale during the Sephora Savings event. Rouge members get early access on April 4th, and VIB and Insiders start saving on April 8th. Offers end April 14th. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
Born in the heart of the earth, natural diamonds rise up like the notes of a song from the throat of Mother Nature.
Michael, that was positively poetic.
Mother Nature sings diamonds.
Sarah!
Now tell us about created diamonds, Michael.
But...
Welcome home, Sarah.
Did you miss me?
Of course we did.
Where is Michael going?
We need to finish this ad.
Okay, start over. We need to start over.
Born in the heart of the earth. Natural diamonds rise up like the notes of a song from the throat of Mother Nature.
Born in the heart of a plasma chamber, created diamonds fall softly like snowflakes from the heart of a star.
A star that shines like true love.
Natural diamonds are earthborn.
And created diamonds are starborn.
Callum, how much is our most spectacular 1-carat starborn?
Just $1,999.
It's good to be home.
This is for you.
Read it to me.
Spence. In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Okay, flights on Air Canada. How about Prague?
Ooh, Paris. Those gardens.
Gardens. Amsterdam. Tulip Festival.
I see your festival and raise you a carnival in Venice.
Or Bermuda has Carnival.
Ooh, colorful.
You want colorful? Thailand. Lantern Festival? Boom.
Book it. How did we get to Thailand from Prague?
Oh, right. Prague.
Oh, boy. Choose from a world of destinations. If you can. Air Canada. Nice travels.
What happens in Thailand stays in Thailand.
Crave presents the new season of the Emmy Award-winning HBO original series, The White Lotus. Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Today at Shoppers Drug Mart, shop, scan, and earn 20 times the points or 25 times the points with the PC Financial Card. Conditions in app. In Maple Ridge, there is an incident 128 Avenue West, number 4, Lady Street. Vancouver weather today is rain with a high of 11 degrees. Right now it's 10. That's traffic. I'm Marasia with Holly and Nira.
Now, back to the hits.
94.5, Virgin Radio.
If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. Mr. Bossman's on your back. You left your laptop in the taxi cab and you're crying in the park on your break. Your boyfriend can't talk you down. He doesn't understand what you're all about, but you've gotten kind of used to the taste. Don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the highs and the lows. It's alright to need somebody. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I've got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. If you need a hand, I got two. If you're in the mood to dance, I got moves. If you need a night in, a night off, a phone call, baby, I got you. Head banging on the highway with the tunes too loud. That was some kind of hideaway and I miss it now. But you're still keeping my secrets. I'm still stitching your clothes. I'm still letting you know when I made it home. So don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the ebbs and the flows. It's alright to need somebody. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. If you need a hint, I got two. If you're in the mood to dance, I got moves. If you need a night in, a night off, a phone call, baby, I got you. I got you. You. I got you. Baby, I got you. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good.
Of men said they trust this person more than they trust their partner.
My God.
Darren, our producer's here. You're a man?
Yeah.
You're the problem? No, just kidding. Okay, 75% of men said they trust this person more than they trust their partner. Any guesses?
Well, I'm going to say it's mom.
So cute. What a great answer. You are a little bit of a mama's boy, aren't you? Which
no,
is not a diss.
I'm not.
It is not a negative thing.
I'm not.
You are. How often do you talk to your mom a week?
6 days a week.
So cute. Okay, that's adorable. That is not the answer. It is not mommy. Do you call her mommy?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Stop.
Okay, 75% of men said they trust their barber more than they trust
wow.
their partner.
Whoa.
Or like their hairdresser, their, you know, whoever does their hair.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
Men said they feel more committed to their barber than they do of their partner. The average dude has been with the same barber for at least 5 years and says they've slowly built up a relationship with their barber. It's built on the basis of truth, trust, consistency, and quote, an unspoken understanding. Do you agree?
I do agree. And I think it's difficult to find a good barber. But once you find one, yeah, you want to hold on to them.
Yeah.
You want to treat them with respect and you might bring your barber like a coffee.
Oh, well.
Just to be nice. Yeah. I appreciate it. Or,
appreciate
you know, tip
you.
A little bit extra in the holidays.
Okay, I have a question. When you go to the barber, how often do you go get your hair cut?
Once a month.
You're due, by the way, and I'm just kidding. once a month?
Yeah.
You go once a month? Okay. And do you guys have, like, do you know about him? Do you learn about him every time you go and vice versa?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Do you, okay.
So my barber's called Max.
Max?
Yeah, he's brilliant. He's got some birds in the back.
Birds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, those hummingbirds, what are they? Those birds, they sing a lot. The singing birds.
Okay, lovebirds?
Yeah, they're lovebirds, but they have a name. I don't know.
I hope they're not hummingbirds in a cage, that seems.
Well, I don't know.
Wild.
They're having a great time in the back.
Okay, alright.
He's got them, and he always offers me coffee or a drink. I don't know. Should I say that? But
yeah,
he offers
fine.
Me something else, or, and he's made me coffee before. He's got a great coffee machine.
Mm.
He asks about my life.
Right.
I ask about him. He tells me about traveling. He tells me about hiking. His girlfriend drags him on too many hikes. Yeah, we've got a good, like, he knows a lot about me. I know a lot about him.
Wow. Okay, that's cool to hear. I mean, women, dude, I mean, it's like my hair stylist, Doug, is like my therapist.
Okay.
A lot of the time. And I've seen the same hairstylist since I was 17 years old.
Oh my.
P.S. Spoiler alert, a long time. It was the first time I ever drove, because I live in North Van, I grew up in North Van, the first time I ever drove across the Lionsgate Bridge was to go to Doug's. And that was to get my hair done. Mm-hmm. I was terrified to drive over the Lionsgate Bridge, especially the middle lane, you know.
Oh, I know.
It's terrifying.
That is.
And I just got my license. I was so scared. I'm like, I will go downtown only for a good reason and to go get my hair done. And since like that, I mean, forever. And I get it. We like know each other so well. And you build a relationship with these people. But I didn't know men did that. I don't know why. I know women do that.
I mean, I think women are in there, I guess, longer, but probably not as often. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah. Like I go over like 6-ish weeks, but I'm there for like 3 hours at least.
So I'm there like maybe 30 minutes max.
Okay.
Yeah.
But once a month.
Once a month. Yeah. And usually as well, what's nice about this place is, and I think men would have this, if they have an appointment, that there's nobody else around. Like, so you might have someone in at the start who's just finishing up, someone towards the end of your haircut who's just come in to wait for the next one. Mm. But generally, you're alone with this guy for 20, 25 minutes.
Mm.
So you can, you know, really go for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Men said they feel like the most comfortable sharing like real intimate information with their barbers. Like one of the people they would be like, you know what, I'm going to tell you something crazy, this.
Well, yeah, it's a good comparison. I guess it's like a therapist. And the barber would see a lot of men throughout the week. So you could be like, is that normal?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she texts, that's a weird text, isn't it? He'd be like, no, I mean, so it's he's like a therapist in a way, and he meets a lot of people, so you can compare them to others. I guess it's an intimate relationship as well.
What if you learn that in school when you learn to do hair? For men or women or barbers or whoever, like, do you learn, like, and here's some tips on how to talk about relationships.
I've had some barbers who definitely can't. They just, they're terrible at it.
Right.
Yeah, but this guy is great. And it's a great atmosphere. Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
I actually love going to get my hair cut.
It sounds like you do.
I know, I'm probably
you're
a bit
really
too passionate
gushing.
About it.
No, I like it.
Holly and Neera.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me, will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where
Oh, Santa Monica, you've been too good to me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl. And you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun. On the stage in my heels. It's where I belong. Down at the pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the pink pony club. Pink pony club. Don't think I've left you all behind. Still love you in Tennessee. You're always on my mind. And mama, every Saturday I can hear your southern draw a thousand miles away. Saying, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl. And you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun. On the stage in my heels. It's where I belong. Down at the pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the pink pony club. Pink pony club.
single, Call Me When You Break Up.
Call me when you break up.
Hear the hits first on Virgin Radio.
Here we go.
Call me when you